Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Welcome back, Bill Barty.
Oh, I'm right over here. It's good to be back.
Getting to look a lot like Christmas out there. We're closing in on it.
It happens every year, doesn't it?
One more show.
This is everybody's warning shot.
There you go. Cross the bow. Beware. Time to go Christmas shopping.
Yes, get out there. Of course, you know what? Much has been made ado in our world. Of course, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here, about who we hang our hat at Jesse Brown's, which is a what they call these days a brick-and-mortar retail store.
One of the rare and unusual.
Exactly. And you know what? That is probably a little bit like radio stations as we broadcast here on News 1110 99.3 WBT. It needs to be rare and unusual and have certain exclusivity or personality, if you will, content. And it's up against the big behemoth called the Internet. So there's a whole lot of shopping going on via the World Wide Web. But we invite everybody to, of course, tune in to the Carolina Outdoors on WBT, but also stop by your friendly neighborhood brick-and-mortar Jesse Brown's. We're located over there in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center in the heart of the South Park Shopping District, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, I was proud to say the other day someone was in, couldn't get a Patagonia item online, and we had plenty of them in stock. So take that, Internet. I wish we'd been the first choice instead of the last choice, but I'm glad we could fulfill somebody's request for Christmas.
Well, check that off for the good guys.
Oh,
right there.
That's
let's
right.
Mark it.
Yeah,
but listen,
we need to work.
It kind of works in tandem, in partnership. Same for those folks who may miss an edition of the Carolina Outdoors, because you can go get it on the Internet via podcast. We've got them posted up at jessebrowns.com, all four segments, for your listening pleasure. But you can also get it at the Jesse Brown social media platforms, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and the Twitters as well.
You know what else you can get on the Internet?
Oh, some things I know we don't need to talk about.
Well, you can actually get a Jesse Brown gift certificate now on the Internet.
Oh, that's true.
We have come out of the Stone Age, folks.
But make no mistake, we are still a brick-and-mortar store, just like they do. You can see what we sell on the World Wide Web. You can get that gift card on the Internet on the World Wide Web. But to join in the personalities of Don and Bill and gang, you need to come by. Free elevator ride straight to the top of the Sharon Corner Shopping Center for a visit at Jesse Brown's.
It's all about the conversation.
It is all about the conversation, entertainment, and maybe a little information along the way. And maybe that's what we're going to do on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors, because, Don, we've got a full program in store via the segments of the Carolina Outdoors. Let me see if I can give you the breakdown. Hey, do you know this little small Gaston County town called McCaddenville?
Christmas Town, USA.
Oh, listen, if you're driving down 85, not far from where we're broadcasting here.
That string of red lights is there for a reason. Those are brake lights.
It is brake lights combined with a bunch of Christmas lights. And we're going to find out about how that actually happened. How did McCaddenville, you know, a mill town, textile town right in Gaston County, became world famous? And Dick Roberts, who was there in the beginning, 1954, is going to tell us all about it.
I know the best way to see them.
If you know, that was one of my questions I was going to ask
him.
No,
I know
him.
The best way to see them. You get your whole gang together, and you call and hire a bus.
Whoa.
You can take refreshments. You'll have a bathroom. Somebody else does the driving. You can have a good time by chartering a bus to go see McCaddenville Lights.
I'm going to tell you another one. No argument there. That sounds beautiful. But I will tell you something that I did, and then we'll introduce the rest of our show coming up here. But you aren't going to like the reason I was there. But I went to McCaddenville during Christmas time with my mother and a couple of my daughters, and we ran/walked the 5K. They have a 5K event out there in McCaddenville during Christmas, and it was awesome to walk that quaint southern town lit up for Christmas time. in the evening. It's a nighttime run, obviously, with the lights shining and all of that sort of thing.
Sounds more like a stroll to me.
Well, that's a great way to say it.
Yes, sir.
I started with a run, but I had a young daughter and an old mother.
Oh, easy now. Whoa.
Is she up listening?
I bet she is.
Anyway, we had a great time being together and enjoying the lights of McCaddenville. So nonetheless, stay tuned for Mr. Dick Roberts of McCaddenville, North Carolina, because he's going to give us the lay of the land and give us his opinion of maybe the best way to see Christmastown, USA. Hey, Don, have you ever thought what it's like to be a dog?
Every day. Every day. Absolutely. I know about being a dog. We rescue Airedales. You know that. I know all about being a dog.
Well, listen, do you think those Airedales love you?
I know one of them does.
One of them's questionable, maybe.
My boy Brave, yes, sir. He loves his daddy because he gets to go to the barn and play Frisbee.
Well, listen, we're going to invite Dr. Greg Burns. Let me get that right out there. Emory University neuroscientist and best-selling author, because he's got a book called What's It Like to Be a Dog? And this is just not the ramblings of a professor in a book. This man has studied dogs.
Well, you know, you've said yourself that Duke, the store dog, can get his feelings hurt very easily.
Very easily.
There you go. I mean, they have feelings. They know what's going on. Look at them eyes.
Well, we're going to find, well, there's something to all of that sort of thing. And this man is studying and has studied what's it like to be a dog. But he's also brought in other species too, wild animals, sea lions and dolphins and the Tasmanian tiger, which is an extinct animal. We're going to learn all about that because he's locked in and loaded for some scientific study, but he has not spoken to the outdoor guys yet.
All right, I'm more than interested in this.
So we better forewarn him before we get him on. So stay tuned for a little bit of that. And then lastly, we're going to Beach Mountain, North Carolina. We're heading to the top of the mountain for a conversation with Talia Freeman, a daughter of Beach, and she's going to teach us all about some snow and how we can participate, whether we want to go skiing, whether we want to go snowboarding, whether we don't want to do either of those things and just get out there for some snowflakes.
How about the great sport of tubing?
We'll find out about that. I don't know if that one's opened yet.
Okay.
But maybe it is.
We'll find out.
That's one reason we're going to speak to Talia Freeman of Beach Mountain Resorts here on the Carolina Outdoors so we can get a lay of the land as we are stealthily heading straight into the heart of winter. I don't know about stealthily. We might be.
Stealthily?
That's kind of covert. We might not be doing it
covertly. I think we're just walking right down the street into it.
In the meantime, there's a lot of good things going on in our Carolina outdoors. The weather's been pretty darn nice, so there's a lot of hiking going on. And the fly bin, we sell a lot of flies at Jesse Brown's. And because of the nice weather, Don, whoo! Our fly bin got wiped out because a bunch of people
fill her up,
fishing.
Buddy.
Don't worry, the fill up is en route. Straight from the fly manufacturer itself, but the fishing's been good all over the Carolinas.
It has indeed, and it's just a matter of whether or not you're comfortable out there in the 30s and 40s, and when it's in the 40s, you ought to be fishing.
I think so, especially when the sun is out and the sky is blue.
Nice thing about fishing this time of year, you don't have to get up early, prime time, and trout fishing in the mountains is 11 to 3.
Dare you get in the shadow and the shade of the streams if you're fishing there, or do you need to get out there straight in the sunlight?
Well, it feels a lot better in the sun, I'll tell you that, but you need to be wherever you can get that good drift, that good presentation of those flies coming down that stream to Mr. Fish, who's hungrily awaiting them.
Now, have you heard any word from our friends at the coast? Because false albacore and of those good things?
As always, the fall's the time to be down there.
Well, a lot of our anglers are out there. Of course, a lot of deer hunters, Don. Woo! People are going deer and duck hunting these days.
Don't talk about deer hunting. I still got a deer problem in Missouri. I'll disappear on you if you start talking deer hunting.
Well, I'm always intrigued by the different ways to deer hunt, of course, not just the differences in a good old southeastern deer hunt versus that stuff you do out in the Midwest where you don't have the thickets as much as we have here.
We get on the edge of the field and bushwhack them.
You do whatever you can. We need to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Mr. Dick Roberts about Christmastown, USA, here on the Carolina Outdoors.